On this episode, we talk best and worst bathrooms in Walt Disney World. This is episode 120 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. And if you have not already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. You also want to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on that same feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you want to bring a little bit of the parks home with you, go out to joffreys.com, a huge selection of delicious teas, coffee, and at checkout, use code CTM20, and you will save 20%. And finally, if you're getting ready to book your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort vacation, you're going to want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. Now, you can reach Melissa at M-P-I-L-G-R-I-M at themouseexperts.com. Let her know that Main Street Magic sent you, and at no cost to you, she will help you plan your entire vacation, get you the best rates, the best deals, help you with ADRs, fast passes, kind of take all the stress out of your vacation.
Yes, she will.
So today, we are going to talk about the number one places to go number two.
Okay.
Do you like that? That's what I was thinking of titling the episode. Okay. Do you think that's a little aggressive or... You can go number one in these places as well, but that doesn't, I just like the flow of that instead. So,
sure.
We actually had this recommendation in our Facebook group, the Capture the Magic community. So we wanted to go ahead and record one about not only the best places to find the bathrooms at Disney in each of the four parks, but also some you might want to steer clear of.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple things that go into this. Some are location, some are theming. Some are how busy these are.
Right.
So that's kind of what we'll talk about as we go through each of the parks. We have a little bit of a rough list, but we're just going to kind of go back and forth and
wing it,
flush this out. Expect lots of,
okay.
of bathroom related jokes and puns and okay. dad jokes throughout this episode.
All right.
Just so you know. All right. Let's start with Magic Kingdom. And I think there's one that we're both going to completely agree on.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that one that I think is kind of the standout and maybe the number one bathroom out of all of the parks?
Maybe. It's your Tangled bathroom, which when it first went in, I expected more than just like a bathroom. And
yeah, for Tangled?
Yeah. I mean,
there is
so
the
pretty.
Tower on top of it, the forced perspective tower.
Right.
But,
and not only that, but there's the lanterns that are hanging. I mean, it's beautiful over there.
It really is.
And then the bathroom is nice and cool. And I feel like every time we've gone, there's not like crazy lines. So it's a big bathroom.
Yeah, there's not usually lines in the bathroom, but it is very busy outside of it because there's huge areas for stroller parking, which include like Peter Pan and Small World. And you could even, I mean, there's additional stroller parking down the road there for Haunted Mansion, but people seem to collect and this is a really good resting spot.
Yes.
So you will run into some crowds there, but you're right. I don't think we've ever really seen crowds in the actual bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's always super clean. Like you said, the whole area is just a great area to hang out in. Mm-hmm. And there are some hidden Pascals that you can search for.
There is?
Yeah.
Why didn't you
there's
tell
a,
me that?
There's a couple,
look.
Hidden throughout. So
That's
we can look
so
for
cool.
those next time. So at least it's got a little bit more. Yeah. Would have liked a ride or a show, but we got bathrooms, but I think it's one of the best there. Another one that I like is the one near Pirates of the Caribbean.
The hidden one?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's two reasons like it. One, it's hidden. There's nobody ever in there. And it's as you're coming out of Pirates, before you would actually exit the gift shop, you go left. You can access it from there, but you can also access it from basically like right across from Tortuga Tavern. Mm-hmm. It's very well themed to the pirates. And yeah, it's never, ever busy.
Yeah.
Because it is very much, I think, hidden behind there a little bit.
Yes.
So I like that one a lot. As far as a bad bathroom, I'm going to go with Tomorrowland. It's over on your way to Space Mountain. There is just an old, outdated, like much of Tomorrowland bathroom there that has just nothing to it. I mean, it's literally just a place to
go. By Mickey Star Chairs and...
No, it's more, it's actually over, if you're facing the Joffreys, it's over to the right. It's its own little building.
Okay.
Kind of as you go from Carousel of Progress over to Space Mountain.
That's a little hidden, though.
It is hidden, so it's never busy, but it's just, it's old. It screams like 1980s.
Okay.
I feel like it's almost hidden and not used enough that it's not as clean as some of the other bathrooms all the time either. It's just, it's like purple and it's just, it's, I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
Anywhere else in Magic Kingdom that you think maybe we missed?
Yeah,
that you
I'm
like?
Gonna say Casey's Corner over there.
Yep. By the first aid center.
Yes, because A, there's a first aid center, but B, usually there's ridiculous lines in there, and I believe, if I remember correctly, there's not many bathrooms in there, which is quite surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it is a smaller area.
Yeah.
So there's been plenty of times, excuse me, where I've had to go, and then I've seen the line. I'm like, never mind, I can wait.
Yeah. Another reason I don't like this one is because every time we go to it, I have to walk past a dozen people eating giant foot-long hot dogs smothered with like mac and cheese and pork and chili and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you didn't have to use the bathroom before, that's probably why it's placed there.
Possibly.
Is because of the Casey's Corner chili dogs and
probably.
All that. Yeah. They're the size of like a newborn baby. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty good for Magic Kingdom. Let's move on over to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
What is your favorite bathroom at Animal Kingdom?
Well, and probably because it's newer, the one in Pandora.
Yeah. The one near, closer to Na'vi River Journey or yes. Satali Canteen? Because there's actually two in Pandora.
Oh, that's right.
And Animal Kingdom was lacking for bathrooms in general.
Yeah.
But now they put two. In this
new
land.
Yeah, I've used both of them. So yeah, both of those are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. They're well themed. The insides are gorgeous. They're so clean. They're large. The only downside is they are the only ones in Pandora. People aren't leaving Pandora to use a bathroom and come back. So I would say the one that's over near Satali Canteen is more, it gets a lot busier than the one that's over near Na'vi River Journey. But I think these ones are great. They're, again, some of the best bathrooms in Disney anywhere and certainly in Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
For worst, even though these, I'm going to pick two bathrooms, but they're kind of same area. And we use them every single time because of their location. But that means they're very, very busy. And that's as you walk into Animal Kingdom, before you go through the turnstiles, there is a bathroom to the right.
Oh, yeah.
As you walk out of Animal Kingdom, before you go through the exit, there's a bathroom to the right. So they're on either ends of the park entrance exit. And we use them every single time on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And we use them every single time on the way out. But they are constantly busy because of the fact that they're entrance exit.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they're clean. They're big, but it's just they're always slammed.
Yes.
And especially the one as you exit, there's always people gathered around. They're waiting on their family members. They're sitting on the benches. They're you know, getting ready to leave. Either they're getting in a car or they're gonna have to go wait for the bus. So it's like, hey, everybody, go to the bathroom.
Right.
And then one of the other ones I like is I'm gonna go with the one in Tiffin's, just because you're in there at either Tiffin's or Nomad Lounge.
Oh yeah.
And
it's
again,
small,
it's very tiny.
Very.
Very, very tiny. But I don't ever see anybody in there.
Yeah.
I don't think people are just getting up during their meals, I guess, to go.
Yeah.
Any ones you think that we missed maybe from Animal Kingdom or something else that stands out for you?
We've used it before. I just don't really particularly like it. And I think we've avoided it because of going when we first get there. Mm-hmm. But Africa, right?
No, it's Asia into Africa. You're talking about where the water bubble thing is that the kids always want to play in and the little near.
No, not that one. I don't remember that one. going to the, when you ride the ride to watch the animals.
Safari, going to Kilimanjaro Safari?
Where the guys sing and they dance and it's...
Oh, right, yes. It's right next to the stage. Okay. Yep.
Yep.
That one is crazy all the time.
Yeah. And there's not a... excuse me. There's not an entrance and exit.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
You're coming in the same door and going out the same door. And then inside is like... The way it's set up, it's a little weird. So... It's and there's usually a line too. So it's just one's
I don't know that I've ever been in the men's bathroom there because I'm usually sitting out waiting for you guys.
That's true. I'm trying to remember.
Because you guys I feel like you guys use the bathroom more. So even if I've used it up front, I'm usually good for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm always sitting there, and it's very crowded because people are huddled around watching the street performance, the streetmosphere. And then it's usually all along that wall and benches, or people just lined up sitting. Either resting a bit in the shade or they're waiting for family members that are in the bathroom. So that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one. All right, let's move over to Epcot.
Okay.
What bathroom do you just love to use in Epcot? Do you have one?
Oh, gosh.
I've got two on my list.
Well, I like the hidden one back behind Figment.
Mm-hmm. That's on my list. Yeah, okay. The one behind the Imagination
that
Pavilion.
Would probably be my favorite, I guess, because it's nice and big and
tucked away,
and I think it's cool. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. There's not much to it from a theming standpoint or anything, but it's around that corner, so nobody's there.
Yeah.
It's always dead. There's stroller parking along before you go into Imagination Pavilion and you go ride Figment, but that one is tucked way around. Like, that's the type that somebody's in that area is like, where is a bathroom? I can't find one anywhere because it's so far tucked behind.
And
I
it's
like
not
that
like
one.
It says like a restroom and point. You
yeah,
know?
Right.
Mean,
exactly. I don't think there's even signage or anything. So that's a good one. I actually went, even though this is a very, very tiny bathroom, I don't know if you've used it, is the bathroom in Rose and Crown.
There is one inside?
Yes, it's inside Rose and Crown.
Nope.
If you are facing the bar where the lady will play piano sometimes, it's basically right there and it's tucked away. And again, it's small, but I don't think people know it's there, so they're not using a lot. But it's so well themed. Like you walk in and you're like, I'm in a British pub bathroom.
Well, because there's one right across the street from that.
Correct, which I like as well.
The last time I did not have
I
a
I like
good
the
experience.
Theming of it.
I didn't even
good
go
experience.
In.
Oh,
I didn't even go in because it was the line.
It was so busy.
It was ridiculously busy. So
okay. Yeah, and that one will tend
you
to.
You went in, remember? And then I was going to go too.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I was like, well, never mind.
Well, and that's where you could walk across to Rose and Crown and go in. It's one of my favorite bathrooms at the parks because of the theming. It just, again, it does not break theme whatsoever.
Maybe I should go and just check it out.
I think you should. Next time I'm waiting and getting our snake bite and Pinot Grigio. You can go in there and hang out for a little bit and enjoy a British pub bathroom.
Okay.
For worst on mine, I'm going with the one near Test Track that is just the big white building. There's water fountains out front. We use it all the time, but it is it's the location is ideal. It is always slam packed because of where it's located, I think. So I think for me, that's the one I always want to steer clear of. It does have water fountains there, so sometimes the girls will get water or you know, we can fill up water bottles or whatever, but it's just slammed and there's nothing to it. It's just
a bathroom.
Kind of blah, yeah. I mean, it's literally just a bathroom. As bad as it sounds weird to have to say that, but with talking about Tangled bathrooms and a British pub bathroom and Pandora bathrooms, sometimes you get just a bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's good because they need them.
They do need them. So. Yes. Yeah. But would you have a worst one in mind? One that you... Are you going with the UK one? Because that was so busy that time.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Because I'm just trying to think going around the countries. Like the one we use is right outside the little...
Train station. Yep, we always use that one. And again, a lot of these are just based on their location. You know, when you get near the train
Frozen's
station.
Frozen's is really nice. I forgot
to
say
that
one. Oh,
yeah, over in Norway.
Yes, because it is always freezing in there, which is, again, these are nice things to
It's frozen. Have.
Right, and it's also nice when, you know, it is so hot out. And sometimes you just, and unfortunately, one time I went to use the restroom, and unfortunately there was a person in a wheelchair like just sitting in the bathroom, kind of like, I think she had dehydration and just needed to cool down.
Yeah.
Heat stroke. That's what I was trying to say. And I mean, that can help.
Oh yeah.
So sometimes you just need to get out of the heat and just kind of, I don't know. If you're a woman, look at yourself, make sure you're looking all right.
And the place to do that is in Norway, right, in the frozen bathroom.
Just to, you know.
Okay. So, but. All right. Well, hey, that's fair. let's move on to, I think this one was the hardest for me to think of, but we're going to Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Again, it's one of those where we use the same bathroom every single trip because it's at the front of the park.
I started to say, yep, that one at the front.
But because of that, it's always busy. It's there on the right.
Yeah, but I don't remember having to ever wait in a line.
Yeah.
Really?
I never do because men just, never have to wait, which is nice.
I don't understand that.
Well, we don't go to the bathroom as often as you guys do.
Okay.
It doesn't take as long. Those are my only 2 points. Okay. That's the reasoning why. Yeah. I mean, that's where I think this episode's, we should have probably had the kids on this episode.
Yeah.
Because they use the bathroom all the time.
Yep.
So, but I actually, one of the ones I really like because it's tucked away, it's never busy, it's large, is the one in Muppets Courtyard. It's right there. Yeah. It's basically connected to Pizza Rizzo. Now, with everything going on, maybe this bathroom gets cut hours. I don't know. They're cutting hours to Muppet Vision. They're cutting hours to Pizza Rizzo. So maybe they cut hours to the bathroom. I'm not sure. But I like that one because it's not busy. And again, it's one that's tucked away. Now, you do kind of have to go off the path to get it. You have to walk out of, you know, if you go on Star Tours, and this is when we typically would use it, is you come out of like Star Tours and the gift shop there, and then you kind of walk around and head down towards it. And you go down those stairs. Mm-hmm. Like, again, it's very hidden. You wouldn't realize that there's a bathroom down there.
I now remember.
So I like that one. And then I like the one in Hollywood Brown Derby because it is well themed. And again, you feel like, I guess you feel like you're in a 1920s fancy bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that's where the stars went, literally. but I think those ones I love. And then I think it's hard to not pick the new Toy Story bathroom just on theming alone.
Oh yeah. And it's nice. And there's tons of bathrooms. So,
and yeah, you've got restrooms spelled out in Scrabble letters up top. The whole thing looks like it's made out of building blocks. There's a nicely placed box of the game Cooties, which I find fitting for a bathroom. So, watch your hands after you come out of that one. what do you have for either best or kind of worst ones in Hollywood Studios?
I don't know if I'd rank this best or worst, just maybe another bathroom. But when you're actually over in the area of the young kids, junior, the
Disney Junior over near Launch Bay.
Yep.
Oh, that one's tucked away pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I like about that one, this is if you're walking and you're going to go into Launch Bay, it's to the left.
Right.
And what's actually cool about that one for me is while you guys are in there again for long periods of time, as I sit there and wait, often you get, that's where the Star Wars characters come from the Galaxy Far, Far Away stage show. They actually walk by. And so it's neat to see them parade through.
Yep.
And we've gotten some great photos of them walking by, like Rey, who you don't get to see up close many other places. So they go right down in front of that bathroom to the backstage area. So
it was
like
funny.
That
one time we caught them and it was raining.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Right. Yeah. They had to get umbrella. No, the Star Wars ones didn't get umbrellas.
They just walked.
They just kept going. Yeah, Darth Vader doesn't need an umbrella.
Right.
But the Disney Junior play characters had umbrellas that
time. But they had umbrellas because they were leaving and coming back.
Right. I would not want to smell Chewie
after that.
After walking through the rain and getting his fur coat all damp.
Yes.
I mean, I think for me, the worst one, there's two. It's the one in the front of the park because I feel like it's usually a little bit more crowded and busy. And there's the one on Sunset Boulevard as you walk towards Tower of Terror on the right. That's kind of tucked down that alley. But again, it's a main place for people to go to. And so I think it gets busy. And then even the one as you exit Rock and Roller Coaster on the right behind the little food stand tends to get pretty busy because it's the only bathroom over in that section.
Right.
Any other just bathrooms in general you love throughout Disney? Maybe at a resort or a
Oh, gosh.
I have to say my all-time favorite Disney bathroom, and this is inside a resort, inside a room, was our Lion King suite at Art of Animation. I loved that bathroom because of the shower and the tile work of the sun. I guess it's rising, right? Or setting? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not either.
My geography's off of where it would be based on where that is in Africa. Would it be rising or set? I don't know. But it was gorgeous. I loved those. And Disney does such a good job with theming in general throughout. So a lot of the hotels, you can get decent themed bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I like,
especially
I love
all
the
up front.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I love the bathroom in the lobby at Pop Century because of the music that they're playing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Great music. A lot of it, I remember I can't remember what the series is called, but it's more modern artists playing like Disney classics.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I remember, you know, you might go in there and this wasn't the one, but for some reason it just pops in my mind. It was like Miley Cyrus doing, I don't know, a song from The Little Mermaid or something.
Right.
So it's like modern takes on those classic songs, and that's what was playing in the bathroom, which I loved. Plus, those lobby bathrooms are the ones that I claim I always have to go use when we get there so that I can sneak into the room and put stuff on the bed for the kids.
Yes.
So I think that part's good. I have a little place in my heart for those. anything else you wanted to add on this intriguing episode? This is a short one, but I hope that we covered some spots that we like.
Well, I hope we can also help y'all with the bathrooms, like maybe some you didn't know about that are hidden. I will go back to Magic Kingdom, though, and tell y'all that there is none in Liberty Square area.
Yeah, good point.
None.
There's the only one is inside Columbia Harbor House because it's a restaurant. My guess is there's some form of they have to have one in a restaurant.
Right.
But other than that, there aren't any in Liberty Square. And why would that be? Why would they not put bathrooms in a theme park area?
Well, it's beyond my mind, but it's because they are continuing with the theming and the whole time of that era. Apparently, you went in a bucket.
Yeah.
And they...
Or an outhouse. Yep.
And then they took that bucket or outhouse and threw it into the street. So a little secret, if y'all look down and you see the brownish cobblestone.
Yeah.
Like, almost looks like a river if you look at it. Like, because it's between two things. It's not, like, all over. That is, you are walking on old time.
Waste. That would be waste. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the fact that they stuck that well to theming is amazing.
Mm-hmm. But not when you have to go.
Right. Yeah. So if you're there,
you have to run to the Tangled bathroom or something.
Yeah. Or a lot of times, either Tangled bathroom is the closest. And then you can head even right down there towards Frontierland, between Frontierland and Adventureland.
That's right. And that's a good one,
It's a good one because location. Big. But it's huge. There's a lot of people in there.
There is. But I don't ever think I've remembered waiting in line again because it's so big. And it's cooler as well. And that's in a spot. The reason it's probably a lot of people is because it's shaded.
But I like that area because even outside, if you're waiting for people in the bathroom, it's huge. So you're not all bunched up like you are in some of these other areas, like the one near Rock and Roller Coaster. People just line each side of those walls and it's just slammed and, you know, some of those. So, Well, if you have some that we missed, go out to the Facebook group, the Capture the Magic community, and where this episode posts, you can comment underneath. Let us know if there's some that you think we missed, some that you love, some that you dislike. There might be some of these where people are like, I hate the Tangled bathroom because it's always crazy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So let us know your opinion. And again, if you are ready to order some Joffrey's coffee, Joffrey's tea, we've had a lot of folks in the Facebook community posting pictures of their orders. Some of them, I think, are almost ready to order again. I know somebody took some to work and said it was gone in like days.
Awesome.
So make sure you go out to joffreys.com, use code CTM20. You will save 20% off your total order. And if that order is over $50, I believe they offer free shipping. So you're really getting a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Stock up through Christmas. Maybe get some as some presents. They've got a lot of stuff themed around the parks, and they've got Mickey's 90th anniversary blend right now. Well, that's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.